Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty 1300. Oh boy, we just walked in the door and I had to make Bernice quit. She'd been rotor chilling. We got a little bitty rotor chiller and the ground's pretty soft out there. And I had to basically drag her in. She was going to go pick strawberries now. I said, nope, you're going to rest.
It's got up to 87 degrees out there. Now, she doesn't need to be out there in that sun and heat. And not in the direct sunlight, it's still the heat will affect you. So that's why I decided not to heat up the house anymore by doing any cooking at home. I'm going to someplace else and let somebody else do it for me.
It's Enzerl TR. I forgot to say that at the first, Rusty. Yeah, good idea. Well, if there's any storms brew up later today, there's usually a cool breeze ahead of it. And we can go back out there then and pick strawberries. But I just can't hardly breathe the air that's out there now. My weather station's directly in the sunlight out there. It's 89 degrees in the sunlight out there. Oh, a southwest wind gusting up to 6. But it was from the northwest for a long time. I had to go out and turn my flagpole a little bit because the flag got tangled up. But it's dang well hot.
My car, of course, had been setting in the shade, so it was in the direct sunlight. And, of course, the sensor is on the front of the car. But in the shade, it was when I pulled out of the driveway, it showed 87 degrees. And it's since I'm moving, it's still showing that. But when I park it up here where I'm going to eat lunch, I'm sure that it will do its part to, pop on up there to whatever the temperature is. But, there's a nice breeze. It's just, it's a hot breeze. It's not a cold, cool breeze. And talking about tillers, I got to borrow one from somebody because I need to do a little bit of tilling in my front yard. And I got an area that's about, 12 feet by, about 12 feet wide, about, 14 feet long, and I want to take and till it up and mix some topsoil in with it and some fertilizer and all that stuff and enrich it so I can plant some plants in there and maybe get a few things growing in there. The item I had growing in there last summer, it did not come back, so, and it was an annual, so, a perennial. It's supposed to come back every year, but it didn't.
Sure. That's what I try to get Bernice to buy when she buys flowers. They cost more, but they're worth it, the perennials. She can't say that word, by the way, but and she can't say specific, so if you want to have fun, tell her to give you a specific instruction. Of course, I'm perfect, so I don't have any of those things. Is that right, Mom? That was an emphatic wrong. I better shut up. She just peeled me a clementine. Well, this one is my neighbor, Tim, so I can't loan it if I wanted to. He's been gracious enough. He's got a small one for his wife's flower bed and a bigger one. And he offered to come over here and do it for us, but this one is one of those little bitty ones. It works good, but you got to have a little starting fluid to get it going. But, they're handy little tools, I'll tell you for sure. The only thing we got is a little bitty cultivator with these round blades on it, and it works on their, nickel metal hydride batteries. And they just don't last that long anymore because it's pretty old. But it is just too hot for man or beast out there. Go ahead, Rusty, W2T and 0TR.
W2T mobile. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I don't need anything real big because I don't have a big area and it's not worthwhile. I've got one of those little things that's got the wheelie things that's on the end of the handle and you roll it back and forth yourself, and it'll do for a small spot, but for something that's this size and what I want to do, I need something with a little more oomph. So I think my neighbor across the street may have one. I got to catch him. He changed jobs here about a couple of weeks ago and I haven't seen him I don't know what time he gets home in the evening now, so I got to catch him one weekend when he's there and I'm there, and see if I can borrow. I think he's got one because he keeps flower beds tilled up for his wife. She grows flowers, but she also grows vegetables. She's got some corn planted over there, and tomatoes and beans, and I think she's got some squash growing, and I forget what else she's got over there in her little box gardens. He's built her a bunch of these little boxes that are all about 8 feet square, and she does it all in there. So he's got a small tiller he can go in there and till up things with, I think.
In 4 DJC.
In 4 DJC. Good afternoon, Jerry. I was just laying out these lights. I was going to take a picture of them and send them to you. That's what I was doing when Rusty come on. And good to hear you. And I'll leave one of them turned upside down so you can see what they look like. And you might be able to read the parameters off the one that's upside down. It's in the middle of the other three. And by the way, I took some very tiny wire and made those jumpers between the lights longer. They're not real long, maybe a foot or 18 inches. But I thought you might want to see what I was talking about the other day. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'd like to see what they look like. I don't have a used one right now, but I will in the future. We're going to try to put us a couple of cabinets out in the garage. We'll get some of this stuff out of Lynn's mother's house and my mother's house, too. We need to get that stuff cleared out and go through it and throw away what's not good and maybe keep a few things. But, yeah, difficult that is. She lost both her parents, passed away with just about a year of each other. So it's been kind of difficult going through that stuff for her. But regardless, though, when you're talking about garden, my dad had a big garden for years, and he used to till her, and he used it up till in his late 70s, I guess, but waiting, and he's one of those front-tie tillers. And the rush I had was, they call those things a weasel or something like that, the little things that you roll on there by hand. It's got the little tines on it, but of course, any time I don't work, of course, I don't know whether y'all do this or not, since you were out there, you probably did yourself. My dad always had a guy with a view that come till break up our garden for us.
I couldn't think what the word was. I knew what it was called, Jerry. I just couldn't think of it. Well, I'm going to say 7-3s, guys, because I have arrived at where I'm going to arrive, and I've got me a convenient parking space. It's right close. It's not a handicap spot, but it's close enough. So I'll talk to you guys later. I'm not going to sit out here in a car, because now the thermometer's gotten up to 92 degrees out here. Talk to both of you later. N0TR to take it. We'll catch both of you later. 7-3s, W2T.
Fine business, Rusty. Nice to hear you this afternoon. And you can't afford to feed the air. I heard this morning that Mr. B was trying to buy oil from Venezuela, who is one of the biggest polluters in the world, and he won't buy it from Canada. And the Canadian prime minister or something from Alberta up there come down the other day and talked to Congress yesterday and said, hey, we got more than we need. We'll sell you the oil. And Biden said, no, he was going to get it from Iran or Iraq or Venezuela. And ours is the most EPA compatible. It's the cleanest in the world. And Canada is second to us. And they're the third large producer in the world. And they won't buy it from them. I don't get it. This whole world is insane. Anyways, take care, Rusty. W2T sign in 4DJC. Go ahead, Jerry.
They do make any sense to me, Tom. I just have to turn the television off sometime. We got a few 65-inch Sony TV yesterday. Got it. The guys came in and installed it. Well, there's a nice picture. It looks like we had a 50-inch, and we decided to go get a bigger one. They had it on sale, so I figured out what the heck. Let's go ahead and get it, because we're going to be stuck inside, looks like, more and more with this heat. And these gas prices get up to $6 a gallon or whatever they're going to go to. I Hey, Doug, we were out this afternoon. It was 4:23 at Sam's, and that's a little less than the other ones are, maybe, but I also get a 5% discount on it as well. But who knows what stuff is going on now. You know, there's no rhyme, no reason to anything. All I know is they're going to take a, maybe they'll take a whitewashing in November. That's the only thing that may save us. Zero TR in 40GC.
Well, it boils down to common sense, and they're lacking immensely. It's just, I just don't understand it. I never listen to the news hardly at all, except Fox Local of a morning when we get up and drink a cup of coffee. But guys, there must have been 6 shootings last night on there. And then I just got a text a few minutes ago, and a real nice kid that went to school with Amy and Shelley, our daughters, lived in Lawrence, and he was shot outside a Hy-Vee store last night. And he's 53 years old, and another guy, 20 years old, was shot, and that was the third murder in 2 days in Lawrence, Kansas. And I used to take Shelley up there, Bernice and I, every summer to music camp. And you could walk downtown and feel safe all the time. I don't know about now. That's crazy. Now, this was 9:30 at night, but it wasn't like a lot of them are around here. They're at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you just wonder. If you go to bad places, you'll find bad things.
They're harder to identify now. It's weird. It happens just about everywhere now, what's happened to these people. I think they're just, I think a lot of them just raised without parents, or, you know, just don't, you know, let them do whatever they want to do, because, you know, you never heard of kids doing stuff like that when I was growing up. And, you know, we used to carry guns to our cars and trucks to school, to hunt after school, you know, when I was growing up. And Abe kept one in my dorm room at college, kept a shotgun. You know, very few people own handguns in those days, and it may have something to do with the proliferation of it, I'm not sure, but they just don't know how to deal with stuff. They've been giving stuff all their life, and I'm not sure what the solution is, even if there is one. But who knows? You know, I saw where some kid knifed 3 or 4 other kids at a high school party, somebody's ass, and killed one of them. But who knows what the reason was? It could be much. It's that this drug thing, is this fentanyl thing, is just coming out of whack. And all these people taking Adderall, and they find it laced with fentanyl, next thing you know, they're dead.
The grain of salt, but I saw this on Fox News this morning, and I may misquote it, but it was a, do you remember the name of that place, Bernice, that taco place? They had, it was a taco place, and they had a restaurant, I think downtown, wasn't it? And, yeah, locally anyways, we'll say. And also they had one of those traveling things where they go out and people buy their stuff off of the food trucks. And they were involved with the Mexican cartels, and they were selling marijuana. They were selling, what's the other one, cocaine. And they were selling fentanyl in both places. And they zapped them. The cops got them. And, you know, nowadays they might just turn them loose, but I don't think so. But there's been enough fentanyl come across the Mexican border in this year already to kill, what was it, if I state it right, the people in the United States 7 times over that they have just captured. That's not what they haven't captured. But this was several million dollars worth here they got locally.
All come from China, too. The guys that were with me for years, and he started out as a management trainee. He worked for me in Fort Mill, and we kind of followed each other around throughout the county for a number of years. And he had He had a stroke and he'd retire a few years ago. But his son was like 18 or 19 years old, and he was at a party or something. Somebody gave him a pill, and I think it was Adderall. I think that's what these kids used to take. He wasn't a drug user or anything like that, but you know, these kids, sometimes they'll try anything. Took one pill, laced some fentanyl, and they couldn't revive him. He died. He was like 18 or 19, had his life in front of him. And the two of them, they have a couple other kids, have a couple, you know, just gorgeous daughters, and it was a good family, and they don't even go out anymore, Tom. He told me that he was a member of a club he didn't want anybody to belong to, and that's just incredibly sad, and there's nothing they're going to do about it, I guess. I know what the solution is, but nobody's going to do it.
I saw a thing on TV the other night, Jerry, talking about the gas prices going up. Bernice said they said it was going to be over $6 a gallon by when? July? Huh? August. I believe that because they've been given out of their strategic supply a million barrels a day or something for a while, which they should have never touched, to bring the gas prices down. And you know, and I know that's before the election. Oh, man. And they'll use anything they can right now for that. It's a sad state of affairs out there, the politics. But these guys in the big cities, they said they're selling at an all-time high now. And so they'd go underneath it, drill a hole in the gas tank, fill up their cans, and then haul away, you know. That'd be pretty hard to catch somebody doing that. That wouldn't even set off an alarm in a car.
Well, that's bad. They can have it.
I got a phone call, and Bernice is wanting me to come upstairs, so I'll catch you down the line. I sent you that picture in a text there, but I'm pooped, and I got to get up there. N4DJC, N0TR, 73, Jerry.
See you, Tom. Take it easy. Talk to you later today, maybe. N4DJC, clear.